A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6 o'clock. It's Tuesday, the 19th day of January. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 32 degrees.
Oh, you're feeling the wind pretty good north of Salt Lake City on the roads. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
High on the Hill, 2021.
State legislative leaders say they are ready to help Utahns.
I think 2021 is the year of a tax cut.
The legislative session begins today with some big priorities in the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live and begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, they set aside $80 million last year for a tax cut, but they held on to it during pandemic economic worries. But now, Senate President Stuart Adams says Utahns need that money.
Social Security tax, tax on the military.
Top issues are education funding, infrastructure, police reform, and mental health. The Capitol is closed to the public for now, but the online options are even broader to participate in the session. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Last year's gubernatorial election has helped convince a couple of Utah lawmakers it's time to change the way we conduct primary elections. KSL News Radio's Don Breakerhoff continues our team coverage.
Last summer, Governor Spencer Cox won the Republican nomination with just 37% of the vote, beating out former Governor John Huntsman by just 3%. That has helped convince Representative Mike Winter to sponsor House Bill 127, which would let people vote for up to five candidates, ranking them in order of preference. If a candidate failed to get more than 50% of the vote, then second choices would be brought in, followed by third choices, and so on, until one candidate had at least a majority of the vote. Utah County Clerk and Auditor Amelia Powers-Gardner tells the Deseret News they used a ranked choice voting system in the municipal elections in Payson and Vineyard in 2019, and voters gave it an 80% approval rating. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Severe Utah weather.
A high wind warning is in place right now for parts of northern Utah, where gusts could reach close to 70 miles per hour. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live from the scene in Davis County with the story, John.
Yeah, Amanda, if you're driving from the Salt Lake area and headed north, you'll likely see some warning messages from UDOT above the roadway. By the time you pass exits for Bountiful, Centerville, and certainly Farmington, you'll feel those wind gusts pushing your vehicle on the highway. On my way north, I didn't see any semis on their side, although we have received reports of a semi flipped on I-15 just a few miles north of Brigham City. It sounds like the northern Wasatch Front is going to get the worst of it, and the peak will be sometime between right now and 8 o'clock. Now, the good news in all of this is that gusts are not expected to match the scale we experienced last September in that terrible windstorm. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President-elect Joe Biden is promising to hit the ground running on his first day in office this week as soon as he takes the oath of office tomorrow.
Biden's top priorities, getting the COVID-19 pandemic under control. To do that, he's pledging for his first 100 days in office, 100 million vaccine shots, reopening the majority of kindergarten through eighth grade schools, and calling on Americans to use masks. Biden last week rolling out an ambitious and very expensive relief measure that he wants Congress to turn into legislation for him to sign.
That's ABC's Karen Travers reporting.
With security measures in Washington rising in anticipation for Wednesday's inauguration, the FBI is still continuing their investigation into hundreds of people who stormed the Capitol. ABC's Kenneth Moten has more.
The FBI is targeting nearly 300 suspects who stormed the Capitol, combing through 200,000 videos and photographs, many of the tips coming from the suspects' own family members. Overnight, police announcing the arrest of Riley Williams, the woman accused of stealing a computer from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office with the intention of selling it to Russia's intelligence service. The warrant for her arrest revealing it was a former romantic partner of Williams who alerted the FBI.
Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen is calling on Congress to do more to fight a deep pandemic-induced recession. She says that without further action, the U.S. risks a longer, more painful recession now and long-term scarring of the economy later. Yellen would be the first woman to lead the Treasury Department if confirmed. She was the nation's first female chair of the Federal Reserve.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.